All right. Good morning, officially, everyone. Thank you all for your patience, those that are on the call live. We do this call every Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time. And just like to stay connected. And, you know, as we always say, telesales, you know, we're all out here running, building our own businesses, but it can feel lonely or disconnected. And so, of course, we got our Slack channel, but we also like to just chat live on these calls and have different people on. We'll have another guest speaker on next week. So everybody plan to tune into that. I'm going to have a little fun today. I'm going to role play with David Toms doing some intro objections. So stay tuned for that here in just a few minutes, but I want to cover just a few things and then unmute David, bring him on the call. So one, I want to go ahead and just mention, I know there was some volume issues this week with the tele-leads, kind of the end of last week, first part of this week, a few kind of system-wide, a few issues. So some of you that your orders weren't flowing or volume was a little light, you know, I'll just tell you we have the most incredible system. It's not perfect all the time, so we want to try to always stay on top of things. You let me know, we'll, you know, keep tweaking as we go along. But sometimes volume's a little light. What I want to encourage all of you to have is sort of the mentality that David and I had, you know, when we were kind of just starting, is that we really realized we got to always be dialing. We always want to be maximizing our efficiency, but at the end of the day, we just want to make sure we're dialing. So those of you, if you've got a full queue, just run your auto dialer. You know, if you don't have as many new as you want, but your queue's full, run your auto dialer. Because if you're dialing, you've always got a fighting chance. And, of course, you want to always be tweaking and getting the right amount of lead volume to match your goals. But that doesn't mean if there's a day, and this happens, you know, with Dave and I, if our volume's off, we still want to have the mentality that we're going to hit our numbers. And so we, you know, Dave and I, we would have to sometimes reload old leads. I mean, I don't recommend that, but if you're sitting there with five in your queue, because for whatever reason, maybe it's funds or, you know, your cash flow or whatever. I mean, if you've got a bunch of leads, go to leads all, go to withdraw no contact, change them back to contact two and run your auto dialer. Cause you always want to be dialing. Now, that being said, you want to always have new leads, but I'm just kind of talking about the mentality of making sure that you're dialing. We're in telesales, and so if you're planning to work 5-6 hours a day, you want to be dialing. You want to be doing your best to be speaking to people, and we know some days are tougher than others when you're not speaking to as many people. So I just kind of wanted to address that. Of course, we encourage you to take the maximum amount of volume, but sometimes there are issues, so just have that mentality that you're going to push through it, and you can still make sales. Another little housekeeping thing, I know we put this in Slack, but I need to, and this is on me, I need to make sure that we're communicating this, you know, ever so often, because I haven't done a good job of this. And I had a conversation with Alvin at Trinity Life a couple months ago, and I said I would do better of communicating this, and I haven't done a good job. So I want to make sure everybody knows we love Trinity and Family Benefit Life. They're a good carrier to have in your bag, certainly with great rates and all that. And they do accept card payments, direct express, debit cards, that kind of thing. But they do it with a contingency that they don't want agents writing more than 20% of their business on cards. And so when we first started writing them, I can tell you it was easy for me. I started seeing myself slipping into the temptation of trying to write more than that with them. And from their perspective, they can offer card payments to customers, but they can't justify their rates and take card payments if agents write too much business. And so they really, if you haven't started writing Trinity, you really need to make your first five be bank drafts and then write cards with them. But what David and I did is we just decided, after a little bit of work, when we just decided that we just weren't going to put card business with Trinity. It's just easier to not kind of have the temptation. Just our rule of thumb is if we have a lead that only has a card, a direct express, for example, then, you know, obviously you can go AIG or Great Western, but you can also do Prosperity. So Prosperity, you know, accepts direct express and debit cards. And so that's kind of our general rule, just so that we don't get in trouble. And as a whole, we want to do, respect that. That's part of the agreement. We're one of the only, or the only group selling Trinity over the phone. And so we really want to respect that. So just want to encourage all of you. Again, it's easy to do. So all you have to do is go on Trinity or Family Benefits website and take a look at your policies. It shows you the ones you've written that are a card. You can see it on there. And just kind of count up all your policies and how many are cards. And if you've got more than 20% that have been on cards, then what you want to do is just make a point to write, just don't write any more cards. Put some bank draft policies on there, on the books, to get your percentages back up, and you'll be fine. But they do take it very, very serious. And so, and I haven't done a good enough job of kind of emphasizing that. We have it on our, payment sheet that shows what carriers take different payment types, but we just need to do a better job communicating it. So that, I want to make sure and communicate that to everybody. Don't worry about it. Nobody's in trouble, but just make a point to get your numbers right, and maybe moving forward, don't put your card business with Trinity. That's a kind of a good rule of thumb. So anyway, so I want to make sure I cover that. One more thing I want to do before I bring David on is I just want to make sure we're consistently kind of giving this message of encouragement. I understand, David and I both really understand when you're new, when you're getting this business going, and I really mean in the first even 6 months of your journey, that it is such an emotional journey. You know, mathematically you can kind of work out and do the numbers, but one thing I've learned about personal finance and cash flow and business is it's really not just about math. It's a lot about emotions. And so I just want to encourage all of you, again, just to constantly be reminding all of you that, you know, the beginning stages of launching your business is the most difficult time. That's why, you know, I know we say it all the time, this is the hardest it will ever be. If you're in month one, the hardest it'll ever be. Month two, the hardest it'll ever be. Because when you really think about it, when you write a GI, a guaranteed issue case, you're only receiving half of your commissions, but you're paying for the full cost to capture that customer. So when you think about that, you're only getting half the commissions, but yet you paid the full cost. There's not a lot of profit on there in the beginning stages with a GI case. With a level case, you're getting 75% of your total commission. So you have another 25% coming later, and you're dealing with the entire cost of capturing that customer up front. And so a lot of your profit, really you could argue half your profit, is going to come later. And so for us, and we kind of had spreadsheets where we were tracking, and we could see, hey, what's going to happen as we got through that first year. And that helped us with scaling up. But even still, it's very easy to get down emotionally and not feel that it's working when it actually is. And so one thing I just want to encourage you, remember you are a business. I mean, you're an independent agent. You are a business. For some of you, this is kind of, you know, you've had lots of businesses in the past, but maybe for some of you, you came from a job type of situation where you had a W-2 and that kind of thing. You need to understand you're a business. If you are in the black, then that is step one. If you invested $900 in leads and you made $1,500 in return, that's a $600 profit. Your business is in the black, $600, but you got more money coming later. If you spend $1,800 and you made $3,000, that's a $1,200 profit. I'm just making up numbers. That's not necessarily a great return, but you've made a profit. And so making a profit is step one. And so just remember, everything's going to get better with time. If you are profitable, whether you're in your first month, second month, third month, fourth, if you're profitable, continue to scale your business. And yes, the numbers are a little tighter on the front end, but what we realized is the more we did, the more comfortable we would be early on, but also the more we were compounding our money to come later. So, you know, just know month seven, it's going to get a little better. Why? Because you're now getting 1 month of as earned on guaranteed issue business. Not a lot, but it's a little bit better. You know, month eight, you get a little bit more because you get another ER. Now you're getting month 7 and month 8. Month 9, it's a little bit better because you're getting that extra. Now you've got 3 months of guaranteed issue kind of as earns coming in. Month 10, you start to get that first back-end money of your for your level policies. Month 11, it's a little better. Month 12, right, when you make it to month 12, you now have a full pipeline. You've got 6 months of guaranteed issue stacked. You've got a full 3 months of back-end money on your level policies. Now, each month they're dropping off, but each month you're adding a new one. So that's really when you know, we talk about pipeline as it relates to sales, but it's also like that as it relates to your commissions. If you're consistent month after month after month, when you do this for a year, you now have a pipeline of that back-end money coming in. And as long as you don't take a month off, you just keep working, then your pipeline stays full. So I know all of you know this, but I also know how easy it is to forget it in the heat of the moment when you're you know, emotionally trying to get this business off the ground. And this is why a lot of people just don't make it in the first year. We're going to get into some technical stuff here in a second with David and have some fun. But I just, again, want to encourage all of you to know that, you know, whatever you got to do to stay in the game to make it, it's going to get a whole lot better once you get past that first year. The one thing I always would tell myself, I don't know if this helps, but I would say, hey, think like an insurance, and even still, think like the insurance company. In other words, raise my thinking. I'm a life insurance agent. We're all life insurance agents, but how does the insurance company operate? Because for them, you know, a policy comes on the books. They're collecting a $50 premium. But if you think about it, they're paying out literally well over $1,000, and they're collecting $50 back because they're paying out all the commissions to all the different, you know, costs for all the different agencies involved to get a sale, and they've got to mail the policy out, and they got to pay the interviewer, and they got to pay all this cost, and they have to still keep enough reserves to be able to pay for the death benefit. But they're paying all this money out, and they're collecting $50 a month. And the reason is because the insurance companies play in the long game. They know the value of this customer long term, that they will not make any money in the first year. They're not making any money in the second year, but they're playing the long game. Now, we're not the insurance company. We don't have their kind of money, and I'm not. But if you just challenge your thinking a little bit and say, what's a customer worth long term, right? It costs you $150 or so to get that customer. What's that customer worth long term? So just remember, it's going to get better with time. I just want to make sure we're constantly talking about that, because I understand that the we can all look and say this isn't working, when maybe it is working, but it's just tough in the beginning. So again, those of you that have been around a long time, you know that, but or you've had a business, you kind of understand it, but I wanted to make sure we talked about that. So now what we're going to do is have a little fun. That was kind of the art side of the thinking side of the business. Now we're going to get a little technical and kind of dive into some role playing. I'm going to let Mr. David Toms be the excellent opener closer that he is, but I'm going to play the role of the other side. He's going to call me, and so we're going to have a little fun on this. We're going to focus really on the upfront objections that you get in the beginning of a call. So, David, you're on. I've unmuted you. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you. So we're gonna just kind of have fun with this. David doesn't really know what's coming. But he does this every single day as y'all do. So, but we're gonna have a little fun with this. So, David, I'm gonna let you anything you want to say, but then I'm gonna let you just basically call me each time as a brand new dial, and I will answer, and we'll just have some fun. See how you can handle it.
Yeah, great. Well, okay, so. You know, my method, if you're looking at the outline or if you've seen videos, the intro's really important for lots of reasons. One, it's the first thing on the call. But I have a mentality going into the first minute. My goal is to see if this person is interested and qualified to purchase life insurance. Because if they're not interested, I want to find out quickly so I can move on. The next, if I know that they're interested, I want to make sure that they qualify, meaning they have the financial situation to purchase life insurance. So that's the number one objective I have at the beginning of the call. Now, my intros are exactly the same. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to jump right into it and use Rich as the lead, and you guys can kind of see how we get going. So I'm going to jump right into it. Hey, Rich, this is David. I was getting back to you to go over the information that you requested on the burial life insurance. I believe you were given the color blue to help you remember it was me when I called. Is that right?
I didn't make any requests.
You didn't? I see here you spoke to a representative. You were looking to get about $10,000. You're 61 years of age. You wanted to leave the money to your daughter and help you remember it was me. They gave you the color blue. Do you recall that conversation?
Yeah, I didn't really know what they were talking about. I did talk to them the other day.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Well, I want to make sure that if you do need the information, I'm happy to give it to you. Do you have life insurance, or have you ever had it before?
No, I don't have any life insurance.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, if something happened to you, you know, most people I help, and I've been doing this a long time, and I've helped a whole lot of people, the single motivation that they have is they just don't want to be a burden on anybody that they love, whether it's a spouse, a child, or even a grandchild. Is that the same motivation you have on getting coverage?
Yeah, I guess so. Yep.
Well, I mean, if it's not a need for you, Rich, I certainly don't want to waste any of your time. But if it is a need, I want to make sure that I can help you and you don't have to spend, you know, a dollar more than you need. So do you have a need for life insurance? I know you don't have anything right now, but do you want to have something put in place?
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to right now, though.
Okay. Well, if you have 1 minute, Rich, what I'll be happy to do for you is just go over the choices you have. And if you're not interested, great. But I like to make sure everybody that I help, they understand how these plans work. That way, when you get to the point of making a decision, you're going to be very confident with whatever decision it is that you make. Would you like me to do that for you?
Yeah, I guess so. I got a minute.
Well, Rich, again, I don't want to waste your time. Are you interested in getting life insurance coverage?
Yeah, I'm interested. I just don't know if I can afford it right now.
Hey, at that point, I understand. Now, like I said, I've done this a long time, and I actually specialize in helping people on fixed incomes. So finding you the lowest price is the easy part of what I do. Now, it's been my experience, most people I help, you know, they're on Social Security, so they normally can spend about $50 a month. Some can do more, some can do less, but that tends to be the average. Now, is $50 a month something you feel you could afford, or would it need to be less than that?
It'd have to be less than that. I don't think I can afford $50 a month.
No problem. Tell me, what's a dollar amount that you can afford, and I'll find you as much coverage that dollar amount will get you.
I'm on a fixed income. I only make like $1,200 a month.
That I get.
If
I could find someone who would approve you, and you could choose the day of the month your payments start, would that be helpful?
Yeah, it'd be helpful. But I couldn't do more than like $30 a month.
Perfect. So we know $30 a month is the maximum budget. So that's where we'll go from. So if what I need to do first is, would you like me to give you a short and simple way to understand how the life insurance works at your age?
Sure.
Perfect. Okay, so at that point, I now know, and this is, I'm stopping the intro. I now know he's on a fixed income, which we all know. We know his budget is $30, so I know he can afford it, okay? And then he gave me the permission to explain to him how that policy works. So I know that he has some interest in it. So that way I can move forward. Now, if Rich kept saying no, or I'm really not interested, no thank you, no thank you, then I would have moved on. I would have cut the cord. However, because I knew he did have a dollar amount, he did not have coverage, and he wanted his daughter to be the beneficiary, those three things gave me enough confidence that if I properly educated him and earned his trust, I'd be able to help him get a policy.
Yep, 100%. And I'll say this too for everybody listening. One thing David did, which he always does, is he never asked me to take a giant leap. He only put me in a position to make small steps. And so he kind of guided me through from not even knowing what he was talking about, asking me to make little decisions and never huge decisions. And he guided me right through the process. So that was awesome. Let's do another one, David.
All right, here we go.
You can take it as far as you want to, or if you want to focus more on the intro side, I'll leave that up to you. But I'm ready.
We'll start on the intro to make things simple this week, and then we can always build from there. But let's just focus on the intro because it's the most important part, I believe, of the call. So, okay, number two, ring, ring, ring. Hey, Rich, this is David. I was getting back to you regarding the request you made on the state-approved burial life insurance. I believe you were even given the color red to help you remember it was me when I called. Is that right?
Yeah, but I've already got insurance. I told the man that I already had insurance.
Oh, that's good. How long ago did you get the insurance coverage?
About 2 months ago.
Oh, well, perfect. Well, here's the good news then. We help with the top-rated life insurance companies in the country. So what I can do for you is just give you a quick comparison to make sure you're not paying more than you need to. Would you like me to do that for you?
I guess.
Okay, how much coverage did you get?
I don't remember.
Well, that's important because I got to know, what to compare it with. Now, have you started making payments for your policy?
Well, no. The person told me they were sending me some information out. I hadn't got it yet.
Oh, goodness. Well, based on my experience, Rich, and I've been doing this a long time, and I've helped a whole lot of people. Now, again, I specialize in helping people on fixed incomes. So price is typically the most important thing, and that's the easy part when I'm helping people, getting access to the lowest price. So if you thought you had coverage 2 months ago but you haven't made payments, something must have happened because an overwhelming majority of the people that I help, they know when they have a new monthly expense. So what I'm happy to do for you is give you a really short, simple way to understand how the life insurance works. That way, when you get ready to make a decision, Rich, you're going to be very confident with whatever decision it is that you do make. Would you like me to do that for you?
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, perfect. Now, you're located in the state of Georgia. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, that's a huge advantage. Georgia is one of the states that has approved the top-rated life insurance companies in the country. Now, the reason that that's so important is it's going to give you a lot of choices. And when it comes to life insurance, that's extremely valuable because every life insurance company will either decline you or approve you based on your health. However, these insurance companies all have their own set of rules and guidelines that they go by. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah.
Perfect. Now, the advantage you have speaking to me is I work as a broker, and that allows me access to these top-rated companies. And because of that, I'm able to ask you the same type of health questions that those insurance companies would. And that's how I'm going to help you locate and find the insurance company that would be the best fit for you. Does that also make sense?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'm going to stop right there. So that – by doing that, I was able to educate him in a way, and I could start feeling that he is interested. He thought he got coverage, but he never made payments, so I knew he definitely wanted it. However, he never went through and completed it. So that was the biggest sign right there for me, knowing that, hey, that's a hook in the water, and I just need to earn his trust by educating him properly. That's why I wanted to walk you through a little bit further of the intro, because I asked his permission – and he gave me permission to keep moving forward. And by explaining him in a very simple way, I'm able to earn trust that way because most people don't speak down. At least I'll say this, that strategy has been very beneficial for me because it seems like when I explain to people in a very short, simple way and telling them I'll explain it to you in a very short, simple way, they like that. because I put it in terms they understand. They understand that there's a lot of companies. Yay, I have a lot of choices. They all approve people differently. And now the person they're speaking to, which is myself, is going to be able to help them because I can guide them through those health questions. And that's how you earn trust within 2 minutes of the call, because you're educating them slightly different than a majority of people out there. At least that's what I've noticed. So,
yeah. And I kind of went, just to highlight, I kind of went a different direction. I said I already had insurance, and then I responded that I didn't know. The only reason I did that, and we could do it again, and I actually have insurance and you could handle that, with, you know, the response of adding something on top of what they have. But the reason I did that is because I have, can't tell you how many times people have told me they have insurance, and it's sort of a smokescreen up front. And then when you start talking and digging in, asking questions, it turns out they really don't have insurance, but they kind of just threw that up there real quick. So that's very often the case, but not always. But that's why I wanted to kind of go that direction. But let's do another one. We'll just keep having fun with it.
Okay. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, Rich, this is David. I was getting back to you to go over the information you requested on the burial life insurance. Looks like you were given the color green as a callback reference to help you remember it was me. Is that right?
No, my favorite color is red.
Well, goodness, it sounds like they gave me the wrong color. But being it red, do you remember that conversation you had and being told I'd be giving you a call to help go over the information with you?
Yeah, I talked to somebody, but I told them my favorite color was red.
Okay, well, good. Well, I hate that they gave me the wrong color, but I'm happy to help you. So, Rich, tell me, what's the reason that you're looking to get some life insurance? Have you ever had it before?
No, I've never had it, and my uncle just died, and we had to bury him, and it just was so, you know, I need some insurance.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear about your uncle. So, how long ago did he pass away?
It was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. Did he have any type of life insurance coverage, or did you guys have to kind of come together as a family to make sure you were able to take care of all the funeral expenses?
He had a little bit, but it wasn't enough. It cost like $9,000.
Gosh, how much coverage did he have?
Like five.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry for your loss. But unfortunately, I hear this a lot, but I want to let you know I've been doing this for a long time, and I've helped a whole lot of people. Now, I specialize in helping people on a fixed income, Rich, so finding the lowest price is the easy part of what I do. But I also like to make sure that everybody that I help understands how these plans work. That way, when you get ready to make a decision, you're going to be very confident with whatever decision it is that you make, okay? Now, I certainly understand your motivation for getting insurance coverage, and I'm happy to help with that. I want to make sure you're not going to pay a dollar more than you need to. But first, would you like me to give you a short and simple way to understand how the life insurance works?
Yeah, I would.
Perfect. I'm going to stop right there because then that would go into the next section. But that's really good because you hear that pretty often, honestly. And so what I always like to do in those situations is, A, sympathize with the person. Put yourself in their shoes. That's terrible. You know they're motivated. Now you just need to, you know, control the conversation by being sympathetic, asking sympathetic questions, and then letting them know, hey, I hate that you're going through that experience, but we're going to make sure that you're not going to be a burden on anybody. And we're going to make sure that whatever we find for you, you know, is going to be affordable. So you're in their corner and you're there to help them. And by connecting with them up front, at least I believe I did a good job there, because I have a lot of success with that approach when I experience something that's similar to that Rich just kind of walked through. What do you think, Rich?
That's great. Go to the next one.
Okay. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, Rich, this is David. I was getting back to you to go over the information you requested on the burial life insurance. Oh, can you hear me, Rich?
I can't hear you.
Hey, Rich, it's David.
Who is this? I can't hear you.
Hey, do me a favor. Turn your TV down for a minute, Rich.
Hello?
All right, I would move on.
Who is this?
I would move on that one. personally. Now, if they're TV, I would. I mean, I'm not. If that type of stuff is rare to get a close for me, so I move on and cut the cord. Now, if I'm talking to them and I do hear the TV in the background and they're not paying attention, I'll take control immediately and tell them, "Hey, Rich, it's very difficult to hear you, and the information I'm going over with you is very important. So would you mind turning it down? Because I want to make sure you understand everything I'm about to go over with you. That way you don't pay more than you need to."
Absolutely. I actually wanted to do that because, in all seriousness, it is very common that people are blaring their TV and they can't hear you and they can't hear you. And at some point, and sometimes they sincerely are interested, but you got to ask them to get to a more quiet place. It happens more often than
that. More time, 9 out of 10, honestly, I think they'll respect it. And because you took control, they recognize that. But if you try to talk through them and be super nice, and this goes back to personality types, but be super nice and work through it, they don't think about it. Would you respect someone that's trying to sell you something over the phone, but you're sitting there watching, Wheel of Fortune or, any of the game shows that most people watch in the morning? If they're interested, they're going to pay attention. And if they're not, move on. Don't get caught up on it. Give it about 15, 20 seconds. But if they're completely blowing you off, I move forward. If they're not, then take control. That gives you the best opportunity up front to show who's leading the dance.
Love it. So, all right, let's go to the next one.
All right, and it's 9:03, so we'll do one more. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, Rich, this is David. I was getting back to you to go over the information you requested on the burial life insurance. Looks like you were given the color yellow to help you remember it was me when I called. Is that right?
That's right, yep.
Perfect. Well, Rich, tell me, what's the reason you're looking to get life insurance? Have you ever had it before?
Well, how much is it?
Well, I'm certainly going to be able to get the most affordable coverage. I specialize in helping people on fixed income. Now, do you have any life insurance, or have you ever had it before?
Yeah, I have insurance.
Oh, good, good. How long have you had coverage, Rich?
Oh, I've had it for years.
Okay, well, good. Well, it's been my experience, Rich. I've helped a whole lot of people, and when I'm helping people who already have coverage, typically they're just looking to do one of two things. First, they're trying to compare the prices of what they have to see if there's anything more affordable, or second and most common, they're just trying to add a little bit of coverage to what they already have to give them peace of mind, to know that they have enough. Are either of those what you're looking to do as well?
Yeah, I want about 5,000 more coverage. That's why. How much is that?
Oh, good. Okay, so you're looking to add about 5,000. Well, 5,000, to answer your question shortly, Rich, it's going to depend on your age and your health. Now, every life insurance
I'm in good
company,
health.
That's great. Now, I'll be required. Let me do this for you, Rich, because I know I'm going to get you the lowest price. That won't be an issue. But I like to make sure not only to take care of people in terms of what the price is going to be.
I haven't been a doctor in like 5 years.
That's fantastic. Now, Rich, I like to make sure everybody that I help understands how these plans work. That way you're going to be very confident. So would you like me to give you just a short and simple way to understand how the life
insurance works? No, I understand. I've had one. I understand.
Oh, well, fantastic. Well, let's get into it. Are you looking for option A, B, or C?
What's that?
Okay, so that goes to show me at your age, life insurance can change a lot. What state are you located in, Rich?
I'm in Georgia.
Oh, huge advantage. Georgia is one of the states that have approved the top-rated companies. Okay, so you're going to have
But I may be moving to Alabama.
Well, that's all right. Right now you're in Georgia, and it'll go with you anywhere you go. So it's a good thing we're speaking today, okay? Now, you're going to have a lot of choices available to you, Rich, but here's the thing. Every life insurance company could either decline you or approve you based on your health. Now, I know you said you're in great health, but people tell me that all the time. And every insurance companies, they have their own rules on how they approve you, okay? Now, the advantage you have speaking to me is I don't work for just one company. I'm a broker, and what that means is I am able to work with these top-rated companies. And because of that, I'm able to go over the same type of health questions that they would ask you. Okay, and based on your answers, That's how I'm going to help you find and locate the insurance company who will get you the lowest price for what you're looking for. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep. No, I know how it works.
Well, good, good. And I'm glad that you do. It makes my job easier. So as you are sure, I'm sure you're fully aware, there's different types of products. So before I can get into the quotes, I want to make sure I'm quoting you for the right thing. For example, the most popular coverage that people get, and again, I help people majorly on a fixed income, so it's very important that the price is guaranteed to never change. It'd be locked in. Is that the type of plan you're also looking for?
Yeah, I don't want my rate to change. I've had the same policy for years. It's been the same price. I don't want one that's going to change.
Good. So anything we find, it'll have a locked-in price. Now, it's also very important for the people that I help that the insurance is never going to expire. So it would be permanent whole life coverage. Is that also important to you?
Yep.
Perfect. So anything that I find for you, Rich, those things will be included. I know what we're looking for now. Now, I know you told me you're in great health, so I'm very confident we'll get you the lowest price. But I'm required by law to go over some health questions for you. That way I can get you accurate information. Before I do that, Rich, do you have any questions for me on anything that I've covered with you so far?
No, I just want to know how much it is.
Well, good. Well, I'll get you the price here in just a minute. But before I do that, let me jump right into these health questions for you, okay?
Okay.
And then, boom. And then I'll get into the health questions, quote and close, and get them a $50 a month policy and post it in Slack. So, Rich, do you have questions on any of that, or is anybody texting any questions? Because I feel like, you know, we were able to really work through some very common objections that, you know, if people implement just one or two nuggets at a time, it could really help get them through the smoke screens that people give you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing, and we could go through more. I actually had more written down, but I know we got everybody wants to hop on the dialer. I think the biggest thing for everybody listening is, you know, like David says all the time too, take one nugget. You're not going to understand, you know, David is very, very smooth in his response. But if you notice, he's also very consistent. He's very much the same every time because he's done it over and over and over and over. And so, you know, you can't compare to someone that's taken thousands of thousands and thousands and thousands of calls to if you've just started, you know, for example. So, and you're going to make it your own. So just take a nugget, take one thing you can kind of respond, something that kind of hits you that you need to do better. Maybe it's just taking control, but anything you heard, take a nugget and then try to put it into practice today when you're dialing. But I think it was fantastic, David. I can do more, but I know we probably need to wrap the call up and let everybody get on the dialer.
And trust me, I'd love to be on here all day long, but I think we stick to the strategy of ABD during dialing hours. But send us a Slack or an email of things that you'd like us to talk about. I know a lot of you do a great job of that anyway, but if there's a particular objection we didn't go over, shoot us a Slack or something that we can address during the next call. Because every little bit helps. Everybody may pick up, you know, just a term or it's said in a certain way that really connects with you. So, you know, just let us know anything that we do, we're just trying to help you guys. So let's get out there today. Have an awesome, awesome day. Always be dialing. And like Rich said, just take one thing from today's call and just focus on that and see, you know, see if it helps make an improvement in your business. So good luck, everybody. Always be dialing.
All right, happy selling. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you next week. We'll have a guest speaker on the call next week. It's going to be awesome.